This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Ryan Wilson joins us on the show right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Draft expert for them. Were you at the Senior Bowl, Ryan?
I'm still at the Senior Bowl, Ken, in lovely Mobile, Alabama.
Yes! Where are the Browns at? Where are the Browns personnel down
there? Can the Browns hire you as a consultant since you've actually been down there?
I will say this. I've heard nothing but good things about Kevin Stefanski while I've been down here. So I don't know if that makes you feel better or not. But
it would make me feel better, Ryan, if you saw Kevin Stefanski down there.
I don't think so. I don't think I did see him. And honestly, I haven't seen a lot of Browns scouts walking around, but that doesn't mean anything. It's incredibly busy down here for the sort of coaches, GMs, scouts, and you know, draft nerds. So you can get sort of lost in the mix. But Ken, I will say this. I woke up this morning and popped on Twitter and saw you and my colleague Will Brinson going back and forth. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, that's weird. And then no one just told me the backstory, and I heard you talking. I will defend you in this sense.
Yeah, do it.
And and Anthony, you can tell me what you think. So would you rather be, if we're just playing in the Super Bowl, and I know there's some variation to what you were saying, would you rather be the Falcons leading 28-3 and getting smashed over the last quarter and lose that way? Or would you rather be the Broncos in Super Bowl 48 when they just got their doors blown off by the Seahawks and you knew from the first play that the game was over? And in some ways, I feel like Broncos fans had a sense of relief after they spent $4,000 and they could leave at halftime. Whereas if you were a Falcons fan, you were high-fiving all the way to the midway through the fourth quarter, and then you just got your brains beat in. And which is the better way to lose is what I'm asking.
No, Ryan, I totally get that.
He doesn't.
I totally get that. By the way, the get-in price this year is $6,000. I can't even fathom what it would be if the Browns were in the Super Bowl. But that's neither here nor there. I get what you're saying there, but okay, fine. I put both those Super Bowl teams, losers, way ahead of where the Ravens ended up, and even furthermore, way ahead, exponentially ahead of where the Browns were last year.
Right, and the counter to that is the good news is that the Falcons didn't immediately fall off the cliff. They still were a decent football team. Obviously, the Broncos were still a decent football team. They went on to win the Super Bowl a few years later. But when you go 6-10 and you come back next year, you have virtually all the same issues you had the year before, whereas I suspect a lot of people think that Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are going to be okay heading into 2020.
Ryan, excuse me while I do a little bit of champions.
No,
pose.
You can't do champions.
Champions
pose.
Pose,
he didn't even
baby.
Really agree with you.
Winner, winner, Ken Carmen dinner.
Out.
Thank
right.
you very much, Ryan.
All right, Ryan, let's move on to some less nonsensical things. I am curious about the state of affairs down there for the Browns. I know that they're trying to take their time and find their guy. We're going to hear all about alignment, but I do think it's a bit of a missed opportunity. Even if you have scouts down there, if those scouts aren't going to be the guys working for the organization down the road, it seems to me that they're a little behind the eight ball right now when it comes to the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, because they're still trying to sort out the GM position. We know they interviewed Andrew, what's Andrew's last name from Philadelphia?
Barry.
Perry, yes. And look, he is very well thought of, and I've heard people talking about him down here, but it sounds like he may not ultimately get the job. But to your point, Anthony, what's the plan? Because here we are in mid to late January. This is the first step in sort of getting everyone together as you make a plan for the draft in late April. And you got a lot of things to take care of between now and then. And, you know, you hear the conversations about the dysfunction with the ownership and how sometimes maybe they're too hands-on. And I always come back to this, and I don't know if you guys have an answer. Jimmy Haslam was a minority owner in Pittsburgh, and I just wonder why he didn't take more away from that experience than he seems to be, given how much turnover there is and how much dysfunction there is year in and year out in Cleveland.
Well, Ryan, this kind of goes back to, I wonder if he's listening to too many people. I mean, Michael Lombardi's brought it up, and yeah, Michael Lombardi's an entertaining person, all this, that, and the other. And I know that some people here don't like him, obviously, but you hear of him, he just thousands of people seem to try to fill his head with ideas. And now he's going back to DeBodesta, and that was kind of the reason I agreed with Lima about Josh McDaniels. The only reason I was to a point where it's like, Jimmy, I knew you wanted the guy 6 years ago. Just get him now. He's there. I knew you wanted him to just follow your heart. And they still didn't get him. And it's like, I don't know if Josh McDaniels would be a great coach. Maybe Kevin Stefanski is the next Tom Landry, for all I know. But I just wanted him to listen to himself once. And it makes me nervous where, all right, in 24 months, then Paul DeBodesta would be gone. If this thing fails, then Paul DeBodesta is gone, and they're all gone. And now where are we going again? Are we going to find another czar to run this thing? Are we going to find some other some other crazy stuff that we can go forward to and see if that one works? Like, I want him to be about himself. I want him to make his own decision, whether it be a good or a bad decision, because I still wonder if he's made his own decision yet about general managers and head coaches and the whatnot.
And that's the thing. And once you make that decision, do you have the power to step back and let things sort of play out? Because this isn't going to turn around. I would imagine this was probably one of the most frustrating seasons as a Browns observer in quite a while, just because of the expectations. And they just the way in which they lost football games and the way things went down with Freddie Kitchens and Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham and all the things. And you need someone who can control the situation. And we don't know who that is, and we're still waiting. We need someone that can stock the roster to help Kevin Stefanski have success, because everyone you talk to says Kevin Stefanski knows what he's doing on the field. He's a great manager, a great people person. He's not necessarily a yeller and screamer, but that doesn't have to be the case. You don't need to be to have success, but you have to have people above you who believe in you and are willing to give you time. And we've seen from the outside anyway no indication that Jimmy Haslam is on the same page with those people he's hiring, and probably for many of the reasons you're pointing to. The last person to talk to Jimmy Haslam, it sounds like, is the one who's going to have the edge in terms of getting what they want.
Ryan, obviously the Browns still need to continue filling out their staff. An offensive coordinator is something that has been discussed a lot. Well, Kevin Stefanski has been very open to the idea of either calling the plays or maybe not calling the plays. What do you think would make the most sense for this very young head coach?
Well, I think based on what we saw last year, and obviously Kevin Stefanski is and Freddie Kitchens, but putting yourself in a situation, because here's the thing, and I think owners and GMs have finally sort of come around to this, is that just because you're an amazing play caller, Josh McDaniels or Sean McVay is the exception, but Freddie Kitchens did a great job at the end of last year, that doesn't mean it's going to translate to you being an amazing head coach, because those are completely different job titles. As the head coach, you are basically a manager, and you have your hand in everything, and you have to be able to manage people. And, you know, we see some coaches do it better than others. For as much guff as we gave Marvin Lewis, he was a really good at handling a lot of different personalities that probably weren't the best fit in the NFL, but he found a way to make it work. We see Mike Tomlin find a way to work Antonio Brown into that team, even though Antonio Brown clearly has a lot of issues and is now out of the league. You need to be able to do that. So the long answer is let someone else call the plays, Kevin. You can have input, but during the game, you have to be focused on making sure everyone's on the same page, which wasn't the case last year, watching the Browns and Freddie Kitchens, and you know, we saw how that ended. And I think as a young coach, you have to be able to take some things off your plate so you can accomplish the other things, the more important things, the more immediate things, when you are on the sidelines and the number one guy.
What do you think the Browns are going to do in the draft? You're at the Senior Bowl. I got to ask a draft question for crying out loud. Do you think they're going to move back? I think they're going to move back.
They're number 10. It would make a lot of sense. This roster is stacked. And I said this at the beginning of the year. If you sort of line up these rosters in the AFC North, the Browns have the best roster. They don't need a lot. They need a safety. They could draft an interior defensive lineman. Maybe a linebacker might be a need. Offensive line help is obviously up there. But you can trade back and get those things. And obviously we have the free agency coming up, so they can solve some questions there. But there's no – I mean, you could get a great player at 10, but given the state of this roster and how – you know, almost exactly where you want it to be, you don't have to stand pat. You can collect draft picks and sort of do what we saw them do in previous years. So there are a lot of great players out there. You could get the player at 15 that you may want at 10 and continue to build around Baker Mayfield and hopefully for a long time Kevin Stefanski.
You just said something that I love hearing you say when you said that this roster is stacked. I'd be sick to my stomach if they blew it up. That's a conversation for another day. Ryan, I can't thank you enough, buddy. All the very best.
Thank you, guys.
Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports, NFL writer, down at the Senior Bowl. I mean, I don't mean to start the conversation this early, but yeah, I think they're probably going to move back. All right, you want to call me a dummy, call me a dummy. I'm just saying 6-10 is forgettable, 14-2, that sticks with you for a long time. It's Ken Kromen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.